From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, let's talk about that Critical Infrastructure Act and the 9 projects being designated under it to be fast-tracked. The Metrolink, as I said, the Galway City Ring Road, the Greater Dublin Drainage Project, which you'll remember we've spoken about on the programme many times. It's the project that's been delayed, I think, since 2018. It's got caught in objections and planning process and so on. The new legislation brought through by Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, means that the 9 projects are deemed as being of critical national importance. It gives them priority for faster processing and decision making. Seán O'Driscoll is a leading member of the Accelerating Infrastructure Task Force and, of course, is a very successful businessman as well. He joins us now. Seán, you have been part of this process since the start. Are you pleased at the progress that is being made? Are you pleased with today's announcement?
I am, Shane. Good evening to you.
Evening.
We had a conference 2 weeks ago, Shane, which was the first anniversary of the publication of, at the end of our consultation, public consultation process. And I was asked in one sentence to describe the progress in infrastructure delivery in the last year. And I said, I don't need a sentence, I can say it in one word, and it's remarkable. And this time last year, we were all talking about the country's inability to deliver infrastructure. Well, the talking is over. We were mandated to develop an action plan, which we have done. And what we're talking about today is the culmination of one of those actions, which is Action 2 out of 30 actions. And I'm delighted to see the 9 projects that are now listed for the acceleration process through planning and approval process.
It is only one of, as you say, 30 recommendations you made. How is progress going on the other recommendations?
Well, we meet monthly. So our task force has remained in place and will remain in place. So we have an oversight role now to ensure delivery and implementation. And we meet once a month. We'll be meeting for our July meeting next Monday. And we report to government on a quarterly basis. At the end of quarter one, every action that was to be done by the 31st of March was done. All of the actions to be done by quarter two have also been done. And also, we're on target to make sure that everything that's to be done by quarter three will be done by the end of September. So as of now, in excess of 60% of all of the actions have been actioned. And I would be very satisfied that by the end of quarter 2027, that it would all be done.
Can I ask you about specifically this fast-tracking under the Critical Infrastructure Act? I mentioned the Greater Dublin Drainage Project, which to me and to many people, I think, would be symbolic of our inability as a state to get projects built. How will this new legislation, how will this fast-tracking make a difference?
Well, every state, local authority, every state agency, every licensing agency will have to give priority to a project that's on this critical list. So everything gets to the top of a priority list. Everything will be done in parallel. The days of doing things sequentially are over. In addition to that, these projects will also bypass Section 15 of the Climate Act, which, and the reason for that is that that section in particular is very fertile ground for people to take judicial reviews to slow down a project.
Now, there has been some criticism, some pushback in relation to the Section 15, the Climate Act you mentioned, Sean. Friends of the Earth saying it set an alarming precedent. The Green Party leader, Roderick O'Gorman, saying the government's looking for villains to blame for the government's slow pace at delivering infrastructure. How do you respond to those criticisms?
Well, taking it at face value, what you said about the Green Party, and I haven't heard that before now, I just think that's nonsense, to be honest with you. This is about getting balance. I have said this publicly before, and I'll say it again, we've got to do what's right for our environment. But our environmental legislation is being weaponized against the state and against the citizens of the state. And I'll give you one very simple example. The Arklow wastewater treatment plant took 30 years from inception to completion. 30 years.
Yeah.
And it was subject to multiple judicial reviews on environmental grounds. During that 30-year period, raw sewage was being discharged into the river that flows through Arklow Town and from there into the sea.
Yeah, we literally had poo in the water without being too crude about it.
That is precisely the case, Shane. So, we have to find balance here. We have to protect our environment. But we also have a society to run. And we have an obligation to people to house them, to make sure, you have listeners this evening who are in traffic jams in Galway for up to 2 hours. This is about them. The reason why the Galway bypass is on the critical list is to solve that problem. Equally, the environmentalists will correctly say we need to get more people out of their cars into public transport. But public transport needs rail lines and it needs facilities. And the days of, on the one hand, using the environmental legislation for judicial reviews to prevent them, that has to be brought to an end, and this is what this is about.
A final question to you, Sean. You were quoted in the Business Post in an interview a couple of months ago saying public acceptance and belief in the long-term benefits of infrastructure development was the biggest challenge to delivering infrastructure over the coming years. And you said public acceptance is very problematic. Nobody wants disruption in their life. Regrettably, that is an inherent part of infrastructure. You have to communicate a very simple message. Do you think that is beginning to change?
It is, I believe, Shane. So if we just look at the critical infrastructure bill, this time last year, my biggest concerns were around the legislative changes that were required and whether there would be a political appetite to actually do it. I don't have those concerns today. So the Critical Infrastructure Act has been passed. The Planning and Development Amendment Act has been passed. There is a capping put in place for legal fees on environmental grounds for judicial reviews. So very significant legislative changes have been passed. But the interesting thing is the critical infrastructure bill, when it was going through the Dáil, one of the votes was 132 in favour, 15 against. Two of the principal opposition parties voted with the government on that. That's very significant. And that tells you the public mood and the political mood that we have to move forward with infrastructure. And the days of the minority obstructing are over.
Sean O'Driscoll, leading member of the Accelerating Infrastructure Task Force and businessman, thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder. Let's bring in Brian Caulfield, professor in transport at the School of Engineering at Trinity College. Brian, you would have heard what Sean had to say. Do you have any concerns in relation to Section 15, the Climate Act, the fact that it is now being effectively sidelined when it comes to these major infrastructure projects?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I think the project, all the projects that are on the list are needed. And we need to solve all these problems that Sean mentioned. And Sean has been fantastic in spearheading the initiatives that have happened through the department and the launch of these projects today. In terms of Section 15, I suppose the main project from my experience will be the Galway Ring Road. There's a couple of things about that. First of all, we don't have an up-to-date Galway transport strategy. The last one was done over a decade ago. So we don't know what the real environmental impacts will be until that strategy is done. And that strategy would include things like bus connects and potentially a light rail system for the city as well. So to give this project, you know, this new designation of critical infrastructure without that, without doing our homework properly on it and kind of understanding what the maybe unintended consequences could be around ribbon development on the road and perhaps, you know, pushing an M50 to the west of Ireland, those types of things aren't sure yet. So it may be a little bit premature for that road to be one of these projects.
Do you accept Sean's point that that Section 15 of the Climate Act had been weaponized by people to stall major projects?
It's hard to say that it hasn't been, especially when you talk about that example in Arklow that had been done. And I suppose, again, I suppose I'm a bit more pragmatic when it comes to these things about seeing the wood for the trees. So in certain cases, yes, that has been the case. But, you know, the other areas are weaponized against projects. We saw houses in Ranelagh weaponized against the metro, a popcorn factory against, you know, the light rail to Finglas. So those are the kind of things. But in the projects that were announced today, there was a couple, like, say, for example, Metro. The whole point of the Critical Infrastructure Bill is to accelerate the development and accelerate planning. I'm not sure how much faster we can build that project now. We're just waiting for Cabinet to say yes or no on it. So I think it would have been a bit more, I don't know, ambitious had government say, well, let's put the Lucan Lewis line. Let's put, you know, let's club together three Lewis lines for Dublin that aren't anywhere near the races yet. And let's put them as critical infrastructure and accelerate that as opposed to a project that's already very much on the accelerated pathway.
Interesting. Now, I think there are going to be more projects announced in a couple of months. Are you saying let's be a bit more radical in our thinking and what projects to put in the next list?
Exactly. And actually today the National Youth Assembly put out a plan on transport, and listening to the children and what they're saying, this is exactly what the voters of the future want. They want to see radical plans around transport. They want us to see things like Dart Underground being back on the list, Metro West, all of these other types of projects being back on the list. And equally, again, when you look at the project in Cork, the commuter rail, and that's going to transform that city. Half of that's already been constructed and delivered. So I'm not sure what this new designation is going to do. What would have been braver to do in Cork would have been to put the Cork Lewis line as a critical infrastructure project and deliver that much quicker than it takes us to deliver light rail here in Dublin.
Interesting. Brian Caulfield, Professor in Transport at the School of Engineering at Trinity College. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.